Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. The Cisco Kid, original air dates April 8th, 1954, and the title is Waters of Flood. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Waters of the Flood. It has long been axiomatic that a moment of vanity has led to the undoing of many a criminal. So it was when Park Sanders, gunman and killer of the Old West, swore to show the Cisco Kid who was the better man. As our story opens, Sanders and a henchman, Jenks Doolin, are riding up to a store in the town of Laurel.
Better wait till dark to shoot the old man down, Park. You're taking a chance in broad daylight like this.
Why?
There might be witnesses around.
That's the only reason I didn't gun him down before, Jenks, when he refused to sell me that ammunition.
He said it was the last box he had and that he wanted to keep it for himself.
Don't make any difference. I'll teach these bushwhackers around here that when Park Sanders wants a thing, he gets it. As for anybody being around now, most everybody in town takes a siesta at this time. Oh, there you are. The old man ain't alone in that store. I'll get whoever else is there.
Whatever you say, Park. Look at him. Asleep behind the counter.
Yeah. And he's going to stay asleep, too. Now, I'll take that box of ammunition.
Hey, Park, across the street. That Amory come out of the blacksmith shop just in time to see you gun down the old man.
Yeah? Oh, that's George Willard. Lives out along the river. Come on, Jenks. We'll get him, too.
He's getting onto his horse.
I can get him from here.
Oh, no, you fool. You'll rouse the whole town.
Missed.
Get out.
Come on, Jenks. We'll ride him down. Hot that boy. Come on, get him.
Come on.
Almost there, boy. Come on, get up. Yeah, now, come on, boy. Yeah, just made it in time. Them coyotes is gaining on us. Whoa, whoa, boy, whoa now. Yeah.
Why, George Willard, your horse is all of a lather. What you been riding that away for?
Get down my rifle for me, Donna, quick. I'll bar this door.
What in the world?
Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin. They gunned down old man Fitch.
What?
And I saw them do it. Here they come now. Give me that rifle.
All right.
Get it down.
You hit Donna?
No, but why those mavericks?
Get down. Get down on the floor, quick. Less chance of you getting hit. They're riding back fast.
Again, Jake!
Quiet, Thunder. I'll give them back some of that lead from the muzzle of his rifle. There. That'll teach them skunks not to get too close.
What are they after you for, George?
I told you. I saw him gun down old man Fitch, the storekeeper. I'm a witness. My testimony could hang them both, and they know it.
Well, those... I'll take down that other rifle, George, and help you hold them off.
Wait a minute, Donna. Stopped over there on the bank of the river. They're talking things over.
Oh, let me see. One of them's going into the shed.
Yeah, I sure hope they don't find that dynamite in there.
Do they know you got any dynamite?
Jenks does. He used to work at river logging before he went bad. He knows I keep dynamite in that shed for log jams. There he comes out. By thunder, he's got some dynamite with him.
Take a shot at the varmint.
No. No, not unless he comes any nearer. They're riding upriver now, Donna. Up towards the big dam. And if they blow that dam, the water will come down here and take house, barn, and everything with it. And us, too.
Why we stop here, Cisco?
I'm trying to figure out what those gunshots meant that we just heard downriver, Pancho.
Somebody shoot for practice, Cisco.
I do not think so, amigo.
No?
The way those shots were spaced did not sound like practice to me.
Uh-huh.
Might be a good idea if we rode on down there to find out what they meant.
Who lived down there? Who?
I do not know who lives there now, Chico. You've not been in this county for some time.
Mm.
The Senor George Willard and his wife, Senora Donna, used to live there. Perhaps they still do.
Yes, yeah, Cisco say we'll ride down there. We'll ride down there, no?
See, we will. Wait, Pancho, wait.
Wait.
Riders, cross the river. Let's get back in the shadows of these trees. Diablo, back. Come on,
Loco,
back.
Loco, back.
Hold.
Oh, Loco, far enough back. Loco, far enough back. They not see us, Cisco.
No, they did not. But those hombres are in a hurry to get wherever they are going.
You look like tough hombres, too.
Chances are they had something to do with that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
See, Pancho, we will go and find out what it meant. Come on, Diablo.
Logo, find out what it meant. Go now. Go.
But, George, they wouldn't dynamite the dam, would they?
No telling what them two would do, Donna. I wouldn't put it past them. We better get out of here. Because if they do dynamite the dam and that water starts rolling downriver, she's going to get here mighty fast. Come on now. Let's get a few things together and get out of here.
No. This is my home and I'm going to stay in it.
But Donna...
Besides, I don't believe they would dynamite that dam. I'd more likely think it was a trick they're up to. They just rode off far enough to make us think they'd left. And then when we come out...
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know, but what you're right.
I'm mighty sure I'm right.
Uh-oh. Here comes a couple of riders.
Oh, dear. Them two?
No.
Well, it don't make any difference who they are. They're probably just as bad. Let me get to that window with this rifle. I'll show them.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Johnny.
Wait, nothing. The varmints...
Hold the shooting. Hold.
Great snakes. Give me that rifle, Donna. That's a Cisco kid and Pancho. Howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho.
What is this, Senor George?
I'm awful sorry, boys. I was the one that blasted away at you. I didn't recognize you.
There was no harm done, Senora.
Dodge the bullet in time, Senora. And fired to see the old bullet coming.
The fast-shooting pack rat was after George. So my trigger finger was kind of touchy, Cisco.
Once when I heard some shooting, so we rode here to see what it was. Who were the hombres, Senor George?
Names are Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin, Cisco. I saw him shoot down the old storekeeper in town.
Senor Fitch?
Yeah. Shot him down in cold blood.
Cisco and Pancho know us, Senor Fitch.
Of course we know him. He was a kindly old man who never harmed a soul.
Now they want to get me, being a witness.
We see two hombres ride up river, Senor.
They took some dynamite out of our shed here. George thinks maybe they rode up river to dynamite the dam and let the water loose.
Yeah, right? Afraid so.
Mother mia. That water would flood over these banks in no time at all.
That's right, it would.
Come on, Pancho. We may have time to get up the dam and stop them.
Get that fuse hitched onto the dynamite.
Almost ready, Park. What do we do after we touch her off?
We ride back downriver in a hurry. Get Willard as he comes out of his house. He'll have to come out or be drowned.
Yeah, but I mean, what trail do we take? We take the river trail, this here water will get there ahead of us. Because we have to leave the trail and ride around the big bluff.
We'll take the shortcut over the bluff. That'll get us there in plenty of time.
If Willard ain't already left.
He'll be there. You'll figure the safest place he can be is in that house of his.
There. It's all set to go, Park. That charge will blast the dam wide open.
Yeah. And send tons of water down that channel. All right. Light her up, Jenks.
Yep. Get ready to ride. There she goes.
Come on. Let's get back there fast.
How much further to the dam, Cisco?
Should not be far if I remember correctly, amigo. Oh, Santo, I've forgotten these big bluffs. Hold up, hold.
Oh, look, hold up. Who is big bluff?
This height of land that blocks our way. This means we must ride around it, Pancho, for at least a mile.
Don't you think we ride up on the bluff, Cisco?
It would have been the thing to do if we had taken the other trail back there, but we did not.
Listen, Cisco.
Santo, the dynamite. And look up there in the bluff. The two hombres are riding back. Pancho, we are too late.
You're not that far, Cisco. We start as soon as we know.
Si, but let us not waste words here, amigo. We must try to get back to the Senor Rancho before those hombres do. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Diablo. Come on, Diablo. Go, Diablo. Go, go. We catch up with those hombres, Cisco. When the hombres ride down the old block.
I would like to think so, but I'm afraid we cannot. They have too good a start.
They look around, Cisco. They're going to shoot.
Those coyotes. We'll give them something to think about, Pancho.
Hey, make them jump in the saddle, Cisco.
We'll give them that something right now.
Cisco, look at the water.
Madre mia, what a wall of water that is. We'll sweep everything before. Faster, Diablo. Hapka!
Oh, no, above. Hapka, hapka! Now we gain on the hombre, Cisco.
Say, but not fast enough. There's the rancho, Chico.
The senor, senora, run out the house.
Madre mia, we can just stop those killers in time. Diablo, hapka!
Look, hapka, hapka!
Now we are getting on them, Pancho. I will take the big one, Chico.
Mind to take the only one.
Ride them down. Now we will see Pancho. Get out of my way or I'll gun you down.
I got Willard, Park.
You got Pancho, hombre. Pancho, stop you, Pancho.
George! George! I can't walk. I hurt my ankle.
Cisco, that water's coming. I can't reach down on time.
You sure can't, hombre.
Santo. Bandito, if you harm that senora, I will make you pay for it. Come on, Diablo.
Cisco, you never make it. That water too close.
I cannot leave the senora to drown the path of that flood.
George!
Faster, Diablo. Senora, stand up if you can. Better stand up.
I don't know, Cisco. I'll try.
You must. There's no time to stop. I'll have to pick you up as I ride by.
I can't. I just can't. The water, Cisco, it's almost here.
And this time it seems that Cisco is too late. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Introducing Kindle Fire, a Kindle for entertainment, web, games, reading, and more. Built on the idea that enjoying your content should be simple and easy, One Touch gives you instant access to Amazon's massive content library, including over 18 million movies, TV shows, songs, apps, magazines, and books. Your most recent content is always at your fingertips. Kindle Fire is fast, with a state-of-the-art dual-core processor, and features our all-new high-speed web browser, powered by Amazon's cloud technology. It's light enough to hold with just one hand, and small enough to carry everywhere. Read bestsellers, children's books, cookbooks, comics, and magazines, all in brilliant color. Choose from thousands of games and apps in the Amazon App Store. Watch new releases and your favorite TV shows. Discover new music in the MP3 store. Never worry about storage space. All of your Amazon content is automatically stored in the cloud, free. Amazon Prime members enjoy access to thousands of popular movies and TV shows. Kindle Fire arrives pre-registered to your Amazon.com account, so you're ready to go right out of the box. All the content and ultra-fast web browsing. Kindle Fire. From Amazon.
For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/fire. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/fire.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Waters of the Flood. Because he saw them shoot down the old storekeeper, Fitch, George Willard was marked for death by killers Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin. When he held them off from his home, they rode upriver and dynamited the dam to send the raging floodwaters downstream toward Willard's house. Arriving back on the scene barely ahead of the water, Cisco was forced to stop his attack on the killers and ride to the rescue of Willard's wife, Donna, who fell with a sprained ankle squarely in the path of the onrushing torrent. And now...
Senora, you must stand up, you must. It's your only chance.
I'll try, Cisco.
Bueno, now stand right where you are. Come on, Diablo. Lift. Bueno, Diablo. Come on, now. Out of the way of that water. Come on, get
Oh, Cisco, look, that water's taken our house, our building, everything.
Si, senora, but that cannot be helped now. The main thing is that you are not drowned. There, we are out of danger now, Diablo. Ho, ho.
Go down at the
Pancho's
mouth,
Cisco. Oh, it's a close call, Pancho.
Ooh.
Here, help the senora down, amigo.
She fainted, Cisco.
And I cannot say I blame her. Easy now, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Let her fall to the ground.
Pancho got it, Cisco. Easy, easy. Poor senora. Pancho found the senora with his sombrero.
Ah, what about the senor?
The bandidos take the senora away, Cisco. And Pancho tried to stop the bandidos, and one of them kicked Pancho in the face.
We can follow their tracks, Chico. First, we must take the senora to her friends.
And first, we find out who her friends is, Cisco.
Say, I think I'd better leave that for you to do, Pancho, and start following those killers.
But Cisco, Pancho...
I'm all right now, Cisco. You two go ahead.
But you are not all right, senora. With that sprained ankle, you cannot even walk.
You've got to find George.
Tell us of friends we can leave you with, and we will take you to them. Then we will try to find your husband.
Well, it's the Partons. They live about a mile to the west.
And that is the way the trail of those bandidos leads. Bueno, let us get started at once.
This is far enough up in the hill, Jenks.
Ooh.
Boy, ooh. Boy, boy. You, get on.
All right, go ahead. If you're going to kill me, get it over with.
Don't worry, Willard. We'll take care of you when the time comes. You sure he's tied good and tight, Jenks?
Ain't a chance in the world he can get away.
And come on over here. I want to talk to you.
I'd like to know what you're waiting for, Parks. Why don't we put that hombre Willard out of the way and be done with it?
You know who those hombres were that tried to stop us, Jenks?
No.
One of them was the Cisco Kid.
No.
The Cisco Kid. I've seen him before enough to know. Jenks, I'm just as good a man as Cisco, and I aim to prove it.
How?
I know how that Cisco Kid works. He's a tracker, Jenks. He's one of the best in the country, and he'll follow us up here. And I'm going to take that hombre prisoner and let him watch us kill Willard, so he'll know he's failed.
And after that?
Then we kill Cisco.
I don't know, Park. From things I've heard about Cisco, he ain't an easy hombre to tangle with. Might be better if we just got out of the country quick.
I'm saying what we'll do and what we won't do. And I say we're taking Cisco. Now, come on. Let's get over where we can watch our backtrack.
There's Donna sitting up on the porch. Hey, whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa.
Whoa.
Howdy, Donna.
How do, Sheriff? Why ain't you and those men out trying to find my husband?
Oh, George? You mean he got drowned in that flood?
No, he didn't get drowned. He was carried off by a couple of two-legged rattlers named Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin.
Well, I sure didn't know that. Did you, boys? We knew about the dam being busted and your buildings being washed away. We thought you might have come here to Parsons. We come to offer our help.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Sheriff, but you better get going and see if you can help Cisco find George.
See if we can help who?
Cisco, the Cisco Kid. If it hadn't been for him coming along when he did, I'd be dead right now.
You mean Cisco's hunting for George?
Yeah, and them killers.
By thunder, I like that. Cisco tracking down a couple of killers in my county. Me not knowing anything about it.
Oh, there wasn't time to tell you, Sheriff. It all happened so sudden.
In my county. All right, Donna. We'll start out after them killers. And if we come across that Cisco Kid, I'll run him out of the county. All right, come on, boys. Come on, get up. Come on, come on.
Those hombres, they leave the plain track, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
so plain that I'm beginning to wonder if they are not doing it on purpose.
Even Pancho followed that trail, Cisco.
They cannot be stupid enough to leave such a plain trail without knowing it.
Why they do it on purpose, huh?
Well, the only reason is that they want us to follow them.
To kill us too, huh?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Which means that you and I must remain on the alert just that much more.
Pancho alert, Cisco. Pancho so alert, he jumped to that bird sing. Look, behind you, Cisco.
Yeah? Oh, see, amigo. Looks to me like the sheriff and a posse. Let's wait for them to catch up. Oh, there. Oh, 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 oh. What is this, Senor Sheriff?
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
You're the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
Well, that is what I am called, Senor.
And Pancho called Pancho, Sheriff.
I understand you're trailing Sanders and Doolin.
See, we are.
Now, it so happens that I'm sheriff of this here county. I don't like hombres like you horning in on my business. Now, you two go on. Vamoose out of my county.
You go vamoose yourself.
Pancho.
He not say things like that.
Pancho.
To Pancho?
Sheriff, the life of Senor Willard is in danger, if indeed he is not already dead. It seems to me the main thing right now is to find those killers as soon as possible, regardless of whether you find them or Pancho and I find them.
I said get out of my county.
See, gladly, after we find the killers.
Either you're starting your way now, or I'm putting the two of you under arrest.
You'll not put us under arrest.
No, I won't, huh?
No, you won't, hey.
We'll see. Oh, surround her, boys.
They got us, Cisco.
No, I do not think they have, Pancho. Follow me. Up, Diablo. Get through there. Come on.
Oh, no, get through. Get through.
Hey, look out. Watch your boys. You're getting away.
They have got away. Up, Diablo. Hell,
go, Diablo. Go, now, go.
Me of all the narrow-minded sheriffs I ever met.
He the worst, Cisco.
He considers the dignity of his office more important than the life of a man.
Well, we have the trail now, Cisco. What do we do?
There's only one way that trail could go, Pancho. That is straight up toward the mountain. Because of the deep canyons on either side.
Yeah, to the mountain.
The only thing we can do now is to make a big circle on this trail and trust to luck that we can pick up the tracks of those bandidos again. So, wait, Pancho, wait.
Wait, Pancho.
Hold there, hold.
Hold, hold, hold. What, Cisco? What, Pancho?
Look.
Pancho, look, Pancho, look.
Up there where I am pointing. Over to the right.
Over to the right.
I believe someone is standing on the ledge.
Look at us.
No, he is not looking at us, amigo.
Hmm?
He's looking down on the trail, the one the sheriff and his posse have taken.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, see the hombre.
It is too far to see clearly, but I suspect that is one of the killers.
Mm-hmm.
What we must do is get above him and then work down from there. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, look, go, look, go, go, go.
Hey, Park.
Yeah?
The hombre's riding up.
Who is it? Cisco Kid and that fat one?
Don't look like him to me. See? Down there?
No, that ain't Cisco. Well, it's the sheriff of the posse, Jinks.
Yeah, I thought so.
Where in blazes is Cisco?
What do we do now? Get out of here?
No, we don't get out of here. I got a grudge against that sheriff, too. We'll gun him down.
I don't know, Park.
You'll do as I say.
All right, all right. Ain't any sense in keeping that Willard hombre anymore, is there?
Oh, blasted. I was sure Cisco'd be up here. All right, come on. We'll finish off Willard. Get up, Willard. I'm giving you your choice. Either you can walk off that ledge and drop down 500 feet, or you can stop one of these bullets.
You dirty coyote.
Come on, which will it be?
You ain't making me show no white feather.
Go on, gun him down, Park. Don't waste no more time on him.
Come to think of it, that posse might hear the shot. I'll shove him off that ledge.
No, you buzzard. No.
Come on, Pancho. Hey, hey. Look out, Park.
It's a little too late for that, hombre.
Pancho, get the other one this time, Cisco. With both feet. I got him, Cisco.
Wait now, Pancho. But I have no time to notice right now. Just about one more
minute
or less I can see what you have done.
Wait, in, Cisco.
Hey, Senor George. Thought you might appreciate it.
One more, do it, Cisco. Just one more.
We'll see if you're all right, Pancho. Here it is.
Now look at Pancho, Cisco. Pancho, bounce up and down in the perdido.
Cut it out.
That is good, amigo, but let him go and untie Senor George. That will take the number of his guns.
Here, Cisco. Pancho, untie you, Senor George.
Whoa. Hey, Spender Cisco. I thought I told you to get out of my county.
So you did, Sheriff.
Well, that settles it. Grab him, boys.
I would think you would be more interested in taking these banditos.
Hey, grab him, I said.
Yeah, Sheriff, just a minute. Just a minute now. You don't know it, but Cisco here saved your life as well as mine.
What's that?
Yeah, these two hombres was going to dry gulch you after they pushed me off of that ledge. And they'd have got you, too. I heard him talking about it.
Eh? Well, I...
How much you think your life worth, Sheriff? It worth thanks to Cisco for saving you? No?
All right, boys. All right, let him alone. Thanks, Cisco.
You are quite welcome, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, you... All right, come on, boys. Hustle up and get them prisoners hogtied. Yeah, we'll get them to jail.
Well, that dratted sheriff.
Do not judge him too harshly, Senora. After all, his pride was hurt a little bit. That is natural.
Well, yeah, but we could do without him. Now, if only you'd run for sheriff, Cisco.
Oh, gracias, Senora, but no.
You talk that way, Senora. Cisco not run for the sheriff. Cisco and Pancho just run.
Well, anyway, my heartfelt thanks to you both. And when George and I find another place to live...
Which we hope you will find soon, Senora.
Oh, we will. Don't worry about that. But when we find that place, you're to come and pay us a nice long visit.
With breakfast in the bed, no?
Pancho!
Yes, sir, I'll serve you breakfast in bed.
And Pancho just makes a joke, Senora. But Pancho not forget neither. Sleep and then eat and then eat and then sleep. And Pancho remember that, Senora. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
He's nice to ride like this. Go where we want to.
Si. Very nice, Chico. Uh-huh. If we could not ride where we pleased, when we pleased, we would be very unhappy.
That's not like Pancho's cousin in the low Porfirio.
It's not like Porfirio?
Nah. Porfirio not like to ride around. Porfirio like to do something where he make a lot of money.
Well, that is sometimes a good idea. Tell me, Pancho, is Porfirio working on that idea now?
Yeah, not right now, Cisco. But he tells Pancho he's getting ready to make a big cleanup.
Oh, getting his plans ready.
Si. Porfirio tells Pancho he makes the big cleanup next week when the circus come to the town.
Oh? So Porfirio is going to work for the circus?
Yeah, work for the circus and make the big cleanup.
Well, what is he going to do, amigo?
Porfirio go to wash the elephant.
Oh, Pancho.
No, Cisco.
Up the hop.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.